There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on the second hour, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com, the only kind of holster I run. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. You hear me say every time I'm coming back that this is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Frog Lube being the space age cutting edge lubricant, the only kind of lubricant that I use. It's, you know, it's not based upon anything like any normal gun lubricant. And that's all because this is presented by Frog Lube. Joining me now is the presenter. And I don't know where he's at. I'm not even sure if he does. But joining me now is Larry Lasky, CEO of Frog Lube, the commander, the man in charge. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, you know, you're supposed to be on more often. You're the presenter. But I didn't bring you here to chastise you. Frog Lube, this year has been good for Frog Lube, eh?
Yeah, it's been a good year for us. Year in review, 2014, we... sales continue to go in the right direction, and we introduced new products. We got a new liquid that we're in the final stages of developing the packaging for. We'll release that sometime in 2015. Then there's a couple other irons in the fire, which as those things develop, I'll be happy to share with your audience.
Of course. Of course. One of the things that I noticed, Frog Lube and I, we've been involved for quite some time before they became the presenter. And I've still got the first bottle of Frog Lube that I ever got from you guys. I'm still using it. I got the package that you sent me, but I'm, you know, back then they, it was a big bottle. So, one of the things that everybody keeps asking me about is they'll come up and they'll say, hey, you know, I added Frog Lube to my gun and that gummed it all up. And I don't remember if in the beginning, if you had the solvent, but did the solvent arise out of the fact that people wanted to use Frog Lube, but they didn't understand they had to clean their gun first?
No, on occasion we get an end user out there somewhere in digital land that professes something like that. And all that really is someone who's not either fully following the instructions for the manufacturer of the gun, our lube, or, you know, even the military's own tech manuals. We looked at when we first introduced the product, you make a new product and how do you tell people how to use it? So the instructions are very important. So what we did was we looked at the prevailing wisdom and expertise that was out there. And there's the NRA instructor program. There's the U.S. military, and then there's a lot of gun manufacturers out there that have been making guns for quite a few years. So we just kind of coalesced all of that, and and said, well, let's just simply say what they say. And we discovered that, you know, we had started with a lubricant, but we were lacking our own solvent. So we were telling people to use a solvent and then use our lube, and we weren't telling them to use our solvent, so we didn't really know what we were telling them to use. So we went back into the development process and developed a solvent that works perfectly with our lubricant. And just as a highlight to that point, is there's a lot of manufacturers making things out there that you're putting inside of your gun. They don't all speak to each other and tell each other what they're putting in your products. A lot of that's proprietary information. So it puts the end user in kind of a strange spot where they're mixing two things that the two companies aren't speaking to each other, and they're also not telling the customer what's in there. And, you know, guns create a lot of heat, a lot of pressure, and are expected to work. So the net result is when people start mixing things or using too much or not following instructions, it's possible they could create something in there that could get gummy or sticky or whatever. So that's kind of a roundabout explanation on where we came up with the solvent, and it addresses also that point that you raised. So,
well, one of the things that I've been noticing that you haven't really told me about, Stacy has, and we got somebody trying to call in, board man. What we got going on there? Okay. Is that all of a sudden, you know, Frog Lube came out and it made a big splash, and now we've got Gecko Lube and Komodo Dragon Lube and, you know, Rainforest Frog Lube and all this other stuff. We've got all these guys coming out trying to pretend. And is this one of these imitation things, somebody trying to horn in on your... horn in on your thunder there? I mean, what are they doing? Why are they trying to imitate you?
Well, actually, it's a flattering activity, to be quite honest. If you're introducing something that's new, novel, and, you know, some people would say strange, that's one thing. But if it's successful, then you're going to get people that are going to try to duplicate that. We live in a free country, and we all enjoy free enterprise and the fruits that bears. So people are looking, you know, at guns, gun products, accessories across the entire market, and if something's selling, that there's a reason for that. It's because it works and people want more of it. So what's happened with Frog Lube is that's happened. And other of our competitors out there, and there's a growing number of them, are realizing that gun stores, retailers, dealers like to sell things. And if they can't sell a gun because it's, you know, the gun market's reached a saturation point for some reason, they want to sell something else. So they'll sell accessories, targets, bullets, and gun lube. So Frog Lube has created a little bit of a stir because it is new and interesting, and people, it kind of sells itself once people start using it. They don't want to go back to the old days when, you know, grandpa was putting wheel bearing grease in his bolt action, you know, gear gun.
Or just spraying it with WD-40 all over and just letting it drip.
Yeah. So we're being copied or attempted to be copied, but we're very confident that we have something that's very unique. And, you know, good on them for trying to duplicate us, but good luck trying to achieve.
There you go. Hang on for me. We'll be right back.
Okay.
On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Talking to Larry Lasky, the CEO of Frog Loop. He's my presenter. He's supposed to be with me more often, but he's a very busy presenter. It's very hard to track down anybody. Plus, you got a daughter getting married, don't you?
Well, we're keeping a close eye on that situation.
Okay, they had a daughter getting married. They may still have a daughter getting married. I only know that because I talked to Stacy about that, and I know exactly where this thing comes. Now, as far as Frog Lube is concerned, I mean, you're not some mad scientist who's sitting in California and decided one day to make a lubricant that had no petroleum in it whatsoever. You were somewhere where you recognized the need for something different.
Yeah, actually, that's an interesting question, and I get asked that a lot. People are naturally curious about how, you know, things happen. And I'll begin with saying that what is Frog Lube? It's essentially a metal care product. And that's how it started. We were looking at some products that were being used to reduce friction and prevent corrosion in some other applications. And when I came across this this product, I thought, you know, I wonder if this would work in a gun. And that's really what triggered the whole thing, forgive the pun. But we got out with a bunch of my buddies at the range, and coincidentally, they were all active duty guys. And, you know, we started shooting it together. And the next thing I know, the samples that I had brought out there were gradually disappearing. And, you know, with those types of guys, you don't want to, you know, spew snake oil sales pitches and stuff. So I was just kind of quietly watching it happen. And at the end of the, you know, several week period that I was doing that with them, I ran out. And guys were going, hey, can I get some more of that stuff? And I said, yeah, I'll see what I can do. And I went home, told the wife, and the rest is kind of history. So that's kind of the summary of how it happened. But again, it's a metal care product.
Yeah, in the chat room they're discussing how getting Frog Lube does not mean you using Frog Lube is different from using any other, well, definitely different from using petroleum-based stuff, because it, like you said, it's something that you work into the metal. It's a metal care product. And you advise wiping off the excess. You advise not seeing the Frog Lube.
Yeah, and that's really, you know, of all the things, the mysteries and the urban legends and the myths and all that stuff about Frog Lube, I blow most of that smoke away, because there really is only one big difference, and it's because it's not based on petroleum. And the big difference is that your gun lube soaks into the metal, whereas with your petroleum type products, they tend to film. They rest on the surface. They create a boundary between moving parts. And us guys, you know, we're used to that. You know, we see it in our engines. We see it on our bicycle chains. You know, by golly, when we put lube on something, we want to see it. And that's the one big difference with Frog Lube. Frog Lube doesn't film. If you put it on the surface of something and it's visible, then as long as, you know, you're happy with that and your gun's happy with that, it's not a problem. But the way we run it is over, you know, high round counts and months of use, years of use, the Frog Lube just gets into the metal like seasoning a frying pan. And the metal becomes very nice. It doesn't corrode. It's slick and smooth. And when the gun heats up, then the Frog Lube reappears. So it tends to seep out, and your lubricant is there when you need it. And that's one of the problems with petroleum, is it has a low flash point. So when the guns heat up after 30 rounds, you know, where's your gun lube? It's been ignited and combusted and consumed. And you now don't have lube on your gun. That's not the case with Frog Lube. Frog Lube just basically, you know, reappears, your gun's running, and then once you shut it down and your gun cools back down, what's left of the frog loop just kind of returns back into the metal.
Before we go to the next break, one thing that I do is I put the frog lube, the oil, the lubricant, all over the metal, and I try to work it in there like you suggest. But I take the paste, because I got some original frog lube paste, and like on AR-15s, I just coat that bolt carrier with that stuff. I mean, and I don't care if it looks like I've dropped it into a vat of petroleum jelly. I stick it in there. And I'm not concerned with having excess on it, because when I shoot, after I pull the trigger the first time, everything smooths out and go away. Do you recommend not having the excess with the paste as well?
Well, what I recommend is exactly what it states in your manuals, in your tech manuals, your operating manuals. We know the M4 and the M16 tech manuals inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a kook sometimes when someone goes, well, where did you get that? And I go, well, it's from the tech manual 9-1005-319-23P, dated, you know, February 2008, which is the latest revision of the M4 and M16 tech manual. I rattle that stuff off, and then I kind of like give it a sheepish look on my face. Did I really say that? But it's our business, so we know what it says. And what it says in there is precisely what you're supposed to do. You know, how much lube you're supposed to use, where you're supposed to place it, what's the cleaning interval for the M4, M16 platform. It says it's 90 days. People go, when should I clean my gun? And I tell them, well, I'll tell you what the book says, and then I'll tell you what I do. And you make the choice on what you do. So what you just said is you like to run your bolt sloppy wet. As long as it's, you know, 40 or 50 degrees or above, you're not going to have a problem. If it's 100 degrees, you're fine. But when you start to get into cold weather, you know, then you start looking at what the military says for Arctic operations. You know, they have the 3710, which is the Arctic operations manual. And
I have seen it congeal in colder weather. We're coming up on the next break. You hang on, because I want to talk about that when we get back. My guest from Frog Lube, the best lubricant, is Larry Lesky. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co, BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GCOTacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from Frog Lube is their CEO and the man. He's the presenter. He's the governor here. He's the governor, Larry Lasky. We were talking about running the bolt on everything. But one thing we didn't get to the point, or maybe I didn't ask the question correctly. You have considered things in various combat environments, and you've considered what combat troops of varying degrees of speed and drag go through in bad environments as far as making their weapons function. And that is part and parcel of the Frog Lube formula and method, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. When you start looking at professional-grade products, which is where we're headed now, we're taking what we learned in our military experience in law enforcement, and we're backward engineering, something that we're putting inside of a firearm in order to achieve the correct outcome, which is, we call it performance, but essentially what it is 100% function and elimination of variance when it comes to accuracy, expectations, and consistency. Beginning with malfunction, if you're putting something inside of a firearm that's occupying space and then burning and then crystallizing, where does that end up? It's like looking at the inside of your exhaust pipe. You can kind of see it, and then you suffer the results of it when semi-automatic actions start to slow down or change speed. When you deposit fouling in chambers and on barrel surfaces, now you're starting to change your ballistics. And, you know, your muzzle velocity isn't supposed to be variable. It's supposed to be consistent. And when your muzzle velocity changes due to fouling, you know, now you're starting to see changes in your shot group, cold bore, warm bore shot deviations and stuff like that. So we took all that, you know, people may call it mad science, but scientists, from my experience, don't shoot. So, you know, they cook things up in the laboratory, but it's left to us shooters to go out there and validate, you know, inside of our guns, if it works or not. And my frustration when I was in the teams was, you know, we would just get the next Wazoo lube with a cool number attached to it and told that, you know, Wernher von Braun made this in a, you know, the space shuttle. Therefore, it should work in a gun. But the problem with that mentality is that, you know, Wernher von Braun may make a rocket ship, but the guy doesn't shoot much. And we start putting this stuff inside of our guns, and our guns start to stop working. And so that was my frustration. And so when we went into development, we shoot a lot. And we shoot short range, long range, test for malfunctions, test for corrosion, test for variance. We test for contaminants. We test for residues. We do all that stuff. And that leads to the development of things like solvents and super degreasers and professional grade products. And that's a never ending process. So what you're going to continue to see from Frog Group is product development is a continuous process. So yeah, that's, I'm glad you're asking that question because that's something I do like to talk about.
Well, I know you've spent a lot of time on the range, and I know that you and your cohorts have, and you're constantly refining the formula. That's the thing about all these copycats that I don't understand is they don't they obviously, while they've gone out and bought Frog Lube and they try to back engineer it, they probably haven't spent any time shadowing you and watching all the process you go through for the R&D, so I know it's a constantly evolving product and everything. I want to go off of the beaten path with you, simply because your area of expertise, you have played in that pond a lot more recently than I have. And when I was in the pond, it didn't even have the same water in it when I was in the pond. So in your role as a... In your role as a former military member who worked heavily in, as a counterterrorist, I was going to ask you, if that's okay with you, to talk about the type of attacks we've seen in Kenya and Mumbai, and what you think, what your assessment as a former guy in the command and control structure of the SEALs. When you look at, you've lived in California, you've been living in Nevada, probably seen your fair share of shopping malls and high schools and, municipal buildings and everything else. What do you think about the attack capabilities that we might be facing here in these United States against a very motivated, small unit, tactical unit, type group that might come from the terrorists?
Okay, wow.
Caught you off guard with that, didn't I?
No, you... I'm always on guard for that kind of stuff, but switching gears to something like that, you know, you almost have to start big and then narrow it down, in order for it to make sense. I guess where I would start is that we, the people, and myself, I also have law enforcement background, We tend to look to the future and think that our security is being handled better because of all the, you know, progress that we've made with respect to technology. And, you know, we become more reliant on technology and law enforcement and government officials and new policies and laws. And, you know, so we start to drop our guard. We become complacent. So I think that's probably where I would start. If you look throughout history, you know, you can see the same old story happening over and over again, which is, you know, the security posture starts to decline. And then movements start, and they talk about, you know, providing security, and that they're the next group that's going to secure you. All you have to do is look back to the 1920s, and, you know, you can see what happened when communism started to spread across Europe. Well, the guys that came in there and said they were going to secure everyone were called the Nazis. And we all know where that ended up. So we, the people, really need to protect ourselves. And fortifying your home, you know, putting a longer bolt in your deadbolt, you know, putting a light that is automatically, you know, triggered when by a motion sensor, getting a concealed carry permit and doing a, you know, an intruder drill. These types of things, you know, when I start big and I go small, that's kind of taking you mentally from, where people can really suffer if they don't protect themselves.
Hang on for me one more time.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is the last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolster.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. That is a fine line to run. My guest this hour, once again, CEO of Frog Lube, Larry Lasky, who, one thing that you, an interesting thing that I've been seeing from a bunch of you guys that operated, started out in California, a lot of you guys are leaving California.
Well, you know, let's look at, California. California is the number one economy in the U.S. So if you're in business, you may leave California, but you don't want to leave the Californians.
Right.
Californians are just like all the rest of us. It just so happens that over the course of time, they've allowed their government to dictate to them. So they're suffering the results of poor government. And, you know, people often ask me about, you know, Californians, conservatives, how come there aren't any and all that stuff. And I remind them, do you guys know where Ronald Reagan came from? He came from California.
And California, so, you know, has 9 million gun owners in it.
California is any gun company or gun business that abandons the California market, I think is making a big mistake.
Well, but for those of you that are leaving California, it's not about you abandoning the market. It's about you abandoning the environment, isn't it? The political environment?
Well, it has to do with business. And Californian business posture has become very acerbic to small business. For some weird reason, they don't appreciate or like small business. So the gun industry isn't the only small businesses that are suffering. So we're just looking ahead to the future, and not seeing that trend change. It seems to be worsening. So we moved out of California in 2012. We set up in Nevada, and now we're opening up an office in Texas. If you look at Texas, Texas is a really awesome opportunity for us because it's the number two economy in the United States, and it's the number two population density. And it's got a lot of other nice things going for it. It's got a very stable economy. It's a very gun-friendly environment. And the people in Texas are very hospitable to small business. So they've been invitational to us. We've looked at four or five or six other states. But right now, it looks like we're going to open an office here, and we're going to get cracking. Sean is going to take the lead on that, and we're going to go after the Texas market. So, all you Texans out there, don't mess with Texas, right?
Right. Lasky's coming for you. The other thing about Texas is I remember when Gavin Newsom was the lieutenant governor of California. And he was making a whole lot of – he was very upset that he had to go visit a bunch of Californian companies in Texas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's been a lot of – I mean, it's not just you guys. I mean, and it's not just gun companies. There's a lot of companies moving to Texas because, like you said, they're not very, very nice to smaller businesses. And I don't know how long they're going to be able to remain the number one economy because they've become so bureaucratic in so many different ways.
Well, that's a really interesting point because if you look at their trend, they're hostile to small business. They actively transfer the treasury from people that are contributors to people that are squatters, I call them, they come in there temporarily. And, you know, when the well runs dry or when the water runs out, it's going to be a tough situation for the people that live there.
Yeah.
If you draw the trend line out, they really need to reverse that. And I think Texas, their economy is growing. Texas may very well eclipse California as the number one economy if they keep going in the direction that they're going. If they keep inviting small businesses like ours that are growing, and a bunch of them do decide to relocate to Texas, oh, by the way, there's a lot of space in Texas. So it's a pretty big place. You're not going to have, overcrowding in Texas for quite some time.
No. What about real estate in Texas? Is real estate in Texas, is it beginning to show its popularity like real estate in California has over time?
I think what I noticed was in California, the real estate market is very erratic. And plus, the values out there are so high that it doesn't take much of an uptick or a downtick to create havoc. You know, if you are overly leveraged in real estate and your property value drops, you know, you could foreclose in a New York minute. In Texas, the values are lower and people aren't as leveraged as they are in California. So it just, and plus the real estate market appears to be moving in a steady rather than erratic mode. But I'm not a real estate guy. I'm a gun guy.
Right.
And it's a lot more affordable out here in Texas than it is in California, let me tell you that much.
Well, see, right now everybody's listening to this and they're going, what are these two gun guys doing talking about real estate? It's because I live in South Carolina, which is supposed to be a gun state, and it isn't, and I'm looking for somewhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just picking somebody's brain. Larry's been bouncing around all over the place. How many days a year do you spend on the Frog Lube loop going around the country? And did you go to Europe for IWA? I mean, have you gotten to that point
yeah.
now?
Yeah, we went to IWA for the first time this year. Again, that's a market that's somewhat mysterious, let's call it.
Right.
The gun market in Europe. And what I discovered over there was you can't look at it as Europe. You have to look at it as the individual countries, because the gun laws and are so different from country to country. A guy was telling me from Slovenia that it would take an act of you know, biblical proportion for him to get a concealed carry permit. It just wasn't, you know, possible. But if he wanted to, you know, buy a Connex box full of AK-47s, PKMs, and RPG-7s, the government would give him a license to do that. And if he didn't have a range to shoot his RPG-7 because it was HE, they said, well, you know, we have military ranges. You could shoot them there.
Mm.
And they said, you aren't going to charge anybody to shoot those, are you? And he goes, no, I'm just going to test them. And they said, okay, then the price is free. But if you want to charge somebody a fee to shoot the RPG-7, then, you know, we'll have to charge you for that. So I'm sitting there listening to this guy going, you got to be kidding. Whereas you go to Germany, and I asked the guy there about gun laws, and he had like three or four guns sitting on the table at the show. And I felt like he was the guy with a trench coat selling me watches and jewelry, because he opens up his trench coat and he has all these, you know, they look like wallets with all these different licenses and registrations. He goes, for this gun, this is my license. And if you notice here, I have to get an annual check, and then somebody has to come out and check the serial number, and then I have to go visit some bureaucratic office and show them my license. And he had like, you know, a dozen of them. I said, you have one of those for each gun? He goes, yeah, not only each gun, but, you know, each, like flashlight, tack light that he had on the gun.
Oh, goodness. We're running out of time, Mr. Lasky. We have run out of time. But I will circle back to you. We will do this again. Thank you very much for joining me, boss.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bill. Thanks to your audience for supporting Frog Loop. And, you know, happy shooting to everybody.
Happy shooting.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.